Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown in Boston. Democratic candidate for Governor Martha Coakley is calling on her Republican opponent, Charlie Baker, to offer specifics about a story he told in their most watched debate earlier this week. Baker tearfully told the story of a fisherman coming off a boat in New Bedford who pointed to his two sons on the boat and said he had ruined their lives by telling them they had to fish even though they had football scholarships to college. WBUR's Fred Tice has the latest.
The day after the debate, Charlie Baker said he had met the fisherman not during this campaign, but 5 years ago during his previous run for governor against Governor Deval Patrick. Walking the fishing docks of New Bedford today, Martha Coakley said Baker has some explaining to do.
Legitimate questions have been raised and should be answered by him about this. You know, now we're hearing as he walks the story back, well, maybe it wasn't New Bedford and maybe they weren't football players. And so we're really left wondering what this story was about. And Charlie's really the only one who can answer that. So I think he should answer those questions.
Baker did answer questions this afternoon at his campaign headquarters in Brighton.
I'm quite sure that I probably didn't get all the details correct, but the encounter has stuck with me for a long period of time. And as a father of three kids, one of the things that made that story stick with me was the notion that anybody who's a parent would ever do anything that would work sort of against the best interests of their own children.
Asked if Baker had made up a composite story, Coakley allowed that it was possible.
If this is just an amalgam of stories, then what does that say about how he sees people in Massachusetts? But that's for him to answer, not for me.
But Baker says he did not make up the story.
No, it's not a composite story at all. I had a conversation with a gentleman who was in New Bedford. Whether or not he was from New Bedford, I don't know. I just assumed that he was from New Bedford, who told me a story about bringing his kids into the business. And his kids had other options, and unfortunately for them, the option that they chose was to pursue the family business, and he felt terrible about that.
So far, the fisherman has not turned up. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.